This is the National Public Broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim leader.
The Prophet spoke of the five senses to protect us from the harm of Satan, the enemy of mankind, or Shaitan in our religion. He spoke on the five senses because Shaitan, he is the one, Satan, the enemy of all human beings. Why is he the enemy of all human beings? Because human beings in their natural mind and nature, they don't want to dominate or rule anybody. They don't want power over people. Satan does. Satan wants to rule everybody. And Satan wants power over everybody and every nation. That's Satan. The average human being, we don't want that. Human being in our natural, true nature, we don't want that. So we want what? The sharing of power. The sharing of authority under one authority that we all agree is over all of us. And that is God. That's what we want. Satan being against that, Satan wants to trick us and deceive us and make us think religion is something different from what our God the Creator intended for us.
Yeah.
Right. And Allah, God that is, Most High, He says, never did God prepare something for His messenger or prophet that Satan didn't try to present the likeness of it. So if that is true, then if God produced a Bible, then Satan also wants to produce a Bible.
Right.
If God produces a Quran, Satan also wants to produce a Quran.
Right.
And he wants to make so look so much like the one God gave you that you can hardly tell the difference, or the average person will not be able to tell the difference.
Right.
Regarding love for one another, and we need to love one another, how are we going to survive these schemes, these powerful schemes that's designed to reach the minds and hearts of all people and eventually cause them to deviate from the plan of God?
Right.
How are we going to survive that if we don't love one another?
Yeah.
We have to be strongly bonded together.
Yeah.
And the strongest bond for humans is love.
Yeah.
Thus God says, love, you should love Muhammad the Prophet, his messenger. You should love him more than you love your own self and your own families.
Right.
Why? Because he is the life. The life that is your salvation.
Right.
Not only in him, but that life, same life, is in all of you, in all of us.
Right.
He is the representative of the life that's in all of us, the life that is our salvation. So we should love him more than we love our own life. Because most of us don't even know or perceive correctly that life in us that is our salvation.
Right.
It is called Christ nature. It is called Muslim nature. It can be called by other names. But most of us haven't even achieved it. We haven't reached it. We haven't grown upon it. So we live a life that Satan planned for us. Or we live a life of our own whims, imaginations, and impulses. Whatever spirit we come into. And living these lives cheat us out of the precious, sacred life that God created us for.
Right.
And we should look at these lives that we're living and say, I don't love this life I'm living as much as I love Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because he is your true life and your best life. He is your sacred life. And he works for your liberation, for your salvation. So he said, regarding love and also what we desire for ourselves, wish for ourselves, he said, the Muslim is one who wants for his brother what he wants for himself. The Muslim is one who wants for his brother what he wants for himself. And he warned us that we would not be blessed by God until we want for our brother what we want for ourselves. Praise be to Allah. What he said about the five senses? Did he say the five senses are to believe in God or to witness God and to pray, give in charity, fast the month of Ramadan, and make the pilgrimage to the house? That's what he said when he was asked, what is Islam? But addressing the five senses, he didn't say that. He said, if you don't use your five senses to take care of your affairs presently and for the future, you are going to lose the ability to benefit from your five senses. Why? Because you're not alone. There's the enemy of all human beings that's been around longer than you have. He's older than you and wiser in the word and the ways, pardon me, wiser in the ways of the world than you. The Bible calls him the most subtle of all the creatures on the earth. The most subtle of all the creatures on the earth. That means he's the one that you are most likely to overlook. His presence and his wisdom keeps him hid from human view. Very hard to find him, very hard to detect him. And his ways of reaching you through your weaknesses are so subtle, so hidden, and so intelligent that the average one cannot withstand him, cannot keep back his advances. Right. Hence, the Muslims, we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek refuge with God from the rejected Satan. Muhammad the Prophet is reported to have said also on five senses, that's what we are on at this particular time, to his disciples, to his learned disciples, his followers and students, he said to them, if anyone would wash five times in a river, the person will be clean of all impurities. Now, you know, some of us, we get so filthy, you can wash 50 times in a river and you'll still be unclean. Or 50,000 times, you may still be unclean. He wasn't referring to a river, that kind of river. A river is a directed flow of water. That's what a river is. A river is a directed flow of water. What he is saying, that if you clean yourself with your five senses, being put in a stream of obedience, spiritual obedience, that pursues the same object, keeps in the same direction, never reversing, never going off its course, right, like a train on its tracks. Right. If you keep to that, you will be purified. Right. You will be cleansed.
Right.
We have many who have kept to their religious devotion and have kept their spirit for their Creator. And have done that constantly over long periods of time, And they have realized that they are blessed. That they are blessed to be protected from the suggestions of the Satan. And they are protected from the temptations of the world and ungodly people. Sometimes the situations they are in are like a virtuous hell. Every description they find in the book of hell, they see it all around them. And they feel the agony of the burning fires touching others while they are spared. Yes. So we know the power of God's word, and we know that he have created us to get that power. By our sincere and constant devotion, never giving up. So the five senses can take us up, that is, advance our life, and the five senses can take us down. God says, whoever spends on his own soul, spends for the upkeep and advancement of his own soul in accordance with what God wants of him, the one who spends on his own soul will certainly be successful. And the one who does not spend for the good condition and advancement of his own soul will certainly be a failure, a loser, and lose everything. You'll lose everything. So when Muhammad the Prophet was addressing the five senses, he's addressing the things that operate in our human nature, in our body, in our mind, in our soul, in our spirit. They operate in there to assist us and bring us closer to the great life and great end that God wants for us.
Right.
Five senses.
Right.
Another reference to the five senses is in the Bible, in the New Testament. And it is said that the Christ Jesus, peace be on him, he was approaching and he saw a woman washing at the well. And he said to this woman, you have had five husbands over you.
That's right.
And the one you have now is not yours.
Right.
Was he talking about the five senses of sight, smell, sight, hearing, taste, feeling? Was he talking about these senses? No. Alluding to those senses as key factors in the problem. But not addressing those five senses directly when he said you've had five husbands over you, and the one you have now is not yours. He meant that you've had five senses ruling in your nature, in your life, and in your nature. And you've had a life given to you that complements your nature and preserve for you your five senses. But now you're following rituals, you're following the culture that God didn't give you, the world gave you that. You're following a sixth principle that shouldn't be your husband. It shouldn't be our mother. No. That's the wayward culture. The culture influenced by the Satan himself. Now, in bringing this all to conclusion, Allahu Akbar, let us go back to the expression day of religion, that also is to be read or translated day of judgment. The word deen has a connection with the word dain, which means debt. Debt. So what is Allah saying to us in the Quran when He uses the expression Yawm al-Deen? He's saying the day when you must answer for the debt. The day is coming when all of us must answer for the debt. Now we might be indebted to the United States, the founding fathers of the United States, for this beautiful land that we live in. But before these United States, the whole earth was God's house of worship.
Right.
Before the United States and all the nations preceding the United States, this beautiful earth was indeed beautiful before the nations put their pollutions and their hands on it and their influences in it. It was most beautiful. Called by the revelation and the righteous Garden of Eden.
Yes.
The whole earth untouched by man is called the Garden of Eden. Beautiful paradise. When we go to a virgin land or land that haven't been spoiled by human beings and their works or by man and industry, often that island or that small piece of land is called paradise by those who discover it.
That's right.
I don't have to name any place, you're aware of that.
Right.
So Allah says in our holy book, God that is says, the earth is my house of worship.
Yes.
The earth is my masjid. Al-Ardu Masjidullah. The earth, Al-Ardu Masjidullahi. The earth is the mosque of God, or the masjid of God, or the house of worship of God. The earth! And when we think about many tribal people living in their traditional native life, again, untouched by industrial nations, their concept of property is different from our concept of property. The land, they say, doesn't belong to any one of them. No member of the tribe can claim ownership of the land. The land belonged to all the people. If there's a river, they say the river is mutual property because we didn't make it. Even if there are fruit trees, no one native can claim possession of the fruit trees. They say because we didn't make it. It was here all the time.
Right.
We never know when it was done.
Right.
Do you think the Quran missed this great idea and great way of perceiving outside reality or external objects in reality made by the Creator or formed before man? Do you think the Quran misses such an important thing in people? It does not. When the Quran says Al-Ardu Masjidillah, when God's word says the earth is the house of worship of God, it is addressing the idea that has been for generations and generations, time forgotten, in what we call native people.
Right.
This idea that what we didn't make, we cannot make claims on it. And we cannot use it selfishly and deny others the right to it.
There it is.
So that was common property, huh?
That's it.
A little bit stronger than the common good. Common property. praise be to Allah. So when we look at the word Yawm al-Din, it is saying that the day when we must answer the debt, right, the debt to God, right, the creator of everything. Right. And that's not my language. That's the language of God in Scripture, in the Quran, in particular, or specifically in the Quran, calling God by the name or by title, Al-Khaliqu Kulli Shay, the creator of everything. We don't believe that there are more than one creator. There's only one creator. It says, look at the design in creation. Look at the creation design in the matter, in everything you see, behold, in the skies and earth and everywhere. Can't you see that one artist did it? Not two? And the Quran said that if there had been more than one, then that we would see conflict.
Yeah. Right.
We will see discord.
Right. Right.
Because we know when any two minds of bosses from people do a thing, there's going to be a struggle for the upper hand in it.
Yeah.
And discord. Unless they agree in one. And how do they agree in one? And agree in one authority over them, both. When they agree in one authority over them both, then they can show unity, consistency, harmony, etc. And that's what we want for our life on this planet Earth.
Yeah.
We don't want it to be tormented by adverse spirits and big eyes and little U's bagging issues. You know what? A lot of issue baggers that have risen up here lately. They're very popular. Just issue baggers. They have no real purpose of their own. They have no real plan of their own. They just want to stay popular and benefit from their popularity. That's all they want. So I call them issue baggers. Now, let me continue. Yawm al-Din, the day when we all have to pay the debt.
Right.
Pay the debt we owe our Creator. What are we going to pay Him for?
Sure.
You didn't make your life. And you go back to every human being you can think of. No human being formed human life. It was formed by a superior.
Right.
All right? No human being made the human mind, the brain, and nervous system to be as it is, to work as it does. No human being created or made such a powerful and wonderful, productive computer we call the human life or the human person.
Right.
Nobody did that but the God.
All right, Father.
And whatever we have been able to achieve with ourselves, with our own life, by studying our own life, and by studying in the outer area or outer environment, the environmental life, both dead and living things, whatever we have been able to achieve, it's not owing to the computer any more than the computer you're using deserves credit for what it does. It does not deserve credit for what it does. The one who designed the computer and brought it into existence, and the persons that worked to bring it into existence, they are the ones, the designer is the one that deserves credit for what that computer does. So you sing beautifully. innocent singer who sings beautifully and get the people to rave and swoon by the thousands. Most of them praise God. They recognize that their talent is from God.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So it is for the artist, the painter, the artist. So it is for the true scientist.
Yes,
all of them will not accept too much credit. They will mention God. They will acknowledge God in their achievements.
Right.
What does God want from us? Nothing. But to just acknowledge that he made all of it possible and not man.
Oh, right. That's right.
That's all he wants. He just wants you to be fair and honest and be humble, not proud and arrogant and boastful. And just acknowledge that it is not you, but your creator that made all of this possible. And what else the expression Yom Hadin is saying? It is a comment on the old use of the term religion. So what you have known as religion has been charity and also theft. It has given you on the one hand and robbed you on the other. And the message of the Quran and the hidden message in the Bible is to expose that death and prepare us for the day that we are living in, the day of the manifestation of all good and all bad,
all right,
so we can make the proper choice and succeed as along the path that God gives us. Thank you, and we conclude this address today, this radio address today, wishing all of you in our radio audience peace and happiness, the happiness that only God can give. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.
Join us next time for the national public broadcast of W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman. For more on the ministry of W.D. Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750. All right, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For WDM Publications, call 1-708-862-7733. All right, Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.